Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. All right, good day, everybody. Today, we're going to be talking about how to create a big bang for your home with cheap technology. So what are some really affordable products out there that are going to give you maximum impact for your new home? And a lot of these are really cool items that I learned about when I was traveling at the Tech Home Conference. And what's cool about this is, you know, they put on these events a couple times a year, and not a lot of builders end up going to these. I was the only builder from Wisconsin at this event, and it really gives you an opportunity to get a jump on some of these cool products and technology that are out there for homes. And of course, there's a lot of stuff that's out there that's really, really expensive. And although it's very cool, it's not attainable for most people, you know, unless you're living in a really high-end coastal market or urban market where you've got people buying these multi-million dollar homes. What I'm looking for is the products that everyday home buyers can put into their home and get a lot of value out of for not a lot of money. Those things excite me. So here's a few of them for you guys, and hopefully this will be helpful if you're thinking about building. All right, the first one that I really like, and it's a really well thought out product, is called Overture. And it's a indoor air quality monitoring product from Brohn Newtone. Indoor air quality, you might also see the acronym IAQ. And basically the Overture product is really neat because it can be a retrofit type product. You don't need to put it in right away with the home. But what it does is there's all sorts of different products that'll kind of work with this. But it's a sensor for your home, and it can be put in right with a normal outlet, or it can be put in with a wall switch. And it's got a sensor in it, so if the air quality gets to a certain level in your home that's not acceptable, it'll automatically wirelessly connect with your exhaust fan in your home and help to mitigate those situations. Or it will wirelessly connect to your range hood fan. Or if you do spend a little bit more money and get like a energy recovery ventilator or a heat recovery ventilator, anything that's going to do fresh air exchanges, this will automatically sense when something happens, and it will help improve your air quality. And since air quality is getting to be a bigger and bigger thing with people, it's a really good product to have. Now, what are the situations where you would use this? Well, there's all sorts of them. Like, when does your air quality go bad, I guess would be the better answer to this question. And so let's say when you're cleaning your home, well, you're stirring up a lot of dust and dander and things, that could be, you know, as soon as you start running the vacuum, that air sensor could go off because all that dust and dander, especially if you have pets, could actually reduce the air quality temporarily. Or again, when you're cleaning, you start using some chemicals, you start, you know, cracking open the bleach, or you spray Febreze everywhere, and although that gets rid of a unpleasant odor, there's a lot of chemicals in that, and that could trip the air sensor and call for an air exchange in your home. Or even just things like, you know, your dog gets up and shakes off, and again, all that fur and dander goes up, flies all over the room, the ceiling fan's spinning around, it's blowing all over the room. That might be a time for an air exchange. So that's what's so cool about this product, is for a small amount of money, you can put a couple of these sensors in your home. They can be wirelessly tied into your exhaust fan, and you can monitor your air quality. Now, it goes beyond that because there is an app, so you can get notifications for it. Some of the devices also have little color sensors, so it'll be like yellow, green, and red. And so obviously if it's red, that means the air quality is bad. Yellow means it might be working, and then green means everything's good. So there's all sorts of neat little things that you can find out about, and you may not realize that your air quality is poor in your home until you have something like this. And so, again, not a very expensive product, but gives you that peace of mind. Also, with the app and everything, It's a really nice integration, great tool to improve the quality of your home without spending a lot of money. All right, the next big bang tech for low price is from our friends at Hubble Electronics, and they make all sorts of really cool smart home technology and just little electronic devices to improve the quality of your home. And again, these are things that don't necessarily require a whole big system. And we did do a whole podcast with Angela from Hubble a while back. So if you're really interested in that, please tune into that one. Check that one out because, you know, she goes in a lot better detail than I can do here. But here's just a few things that they have that I just love. And these are all really great products. So my favorite one is the iPhone dock. And it's just a cool item. You basically take a standard light switch and you replace it with this dock. And basically what it is there's still a light switch attached to it, but there's basically a sidecar that goes onto it. And it's got a holster to put your phone in. And it will automatically charge your phone. And you can flip it so you can have your phone vertically or horizontally, and it'll still charge it. So if you've got the newer phones that have the magnetic or the charge on the back, this will work with it. And it will basically charge your phone. But think about this like from a usage standpoint. You're in your kitchen, you're cooking a meal or something, you're watching a video on how to put it together. Instead of just having your phone sitting there on the flush on the counter where all the food's falling into it or the power is draining away, you can have it right on the wall, right where you're working. You can be looking at it while you're putting your stuff together and your phone's charging. It's a pretty cool thing to have. And those work great in offices or in homes. So we actually love that product, super inexpensive and a lot of functionality there. The next one that they have, again, from Hubble is the pop-up outlet. And this is going to be more important in certain markets where they now have a code that if you put an outlet like in an island by a sink or something, it has to be above the where the sink would be. So you can no longer put the outlet on the side of the island. So this pop-up outlet solves that problem because basically it's got a smooth top to it. And a lot of these have a charging station on top, so you can put your phone right on top and charge it through the back. But then when you need that outlet, you push down on it, it pops up. Now the outlet is above the height of the sink and the countertop, and you can plug in different devices. And then when you don't need it anymore, you push it in and it's back to flush. You can get all sorts of plates for it for different colors. So if you want like nickel or chrome or brass or black, you can pick any of those colors. And you can also then put in charging cords as well for your devices. So not just the 110 outlet, but if you need the USB A or C, you can get those as well. So a lot of functionality there. Really cool product, not a lot of money. They also have the iDevice app. So you can connect everything in with an app, which is really nice. And then they also have some other really cool things like floor boxes. So, for example, instead of just doing your standard floor outlet where you have, you know, your two plugs in it, you know, that doesn't work for a lot of people anymore. So you go with this floor box. It's a little bit bigger device that you put in your floor. And when you take the plate off the top, you can not only plug in your normal outlets for power, but you can also, you know, run a cord up for your USB A and C jacks, but you could also run, you know, a Cat 6 or something up. So if you do need to connect in to the internet from that spot, you've got all that right there in that floor box. And so those are really, really cool as well. The other thing that they have that is really nice is they have recess boxes for TVs because so many people are installing their TVs on the wall. And they don't want all these cords hanging out. You don't want the TV sticking out 6 inches from the wall for all the plugs. So you can get a recessed box. It makes a very clean installation. And again, these are not real expensive items, but just products that solve problems. And, you know, again, not very expensive. So we love a lot of the stuff from Hubble as well. And then the last one that I want to talk about is a really cool product from Swidget. And This is, I think, a game changer because these are what we call modular smart outlets. And the way this works is it's a regular outlet. So like you just think of an outlet on the wall and you have your two plugs, but in the middle between the two plugs, there is an insert that goes in there. And you can also get these for switches as well. So the switch would be on top and the insert would be below. And you can pop out these inserts and get different features. So for example, you can have a Wi-Fi control that's put in there. You can have a motion sensor Wi-Fi, so it'll automatically tell your lights to go on when you enter a room. That's pretty cool. You can also have a Wi-Fi controlled night light. So for bathrooms, these would be really great. You just turn on a light. Or you can also put in a Wi-Fi control and USB charger. So these are all swappable, but they add, you know, basically a couple things. You get two for one, basically. You get a boosted Wi-Fi signal in the area, and then you also get some additional functionality to it. And then this all connects to an app that you can get. So you can kind of control these things with your iPhone or your Alexa phone. Sorry, trying to think of the names of the phones here. But there's all sorts of different things you can do. You can also do things like parental control on an outlet. So turn off, you know, small electronics at a certain time. So you could have the kids' PlayStation hooked up, and at, 9 o'clock on a weekday, it goes off, and maybe 11 o'clock on the weekend, goes off. That's kind of a cool feature. But you can also do like dimmer switches and then have those set up through the app. So if you want to have those go on at a certain time and turn off at a certain time, or you want to manually be able to turn them off, let's say you go to bed and you're like, shoot, I left the kitchen lights on. You can go into the app, turn them off. So that's where the Wi-Fi piece comes into it, is anything that you have connected to that particular switch or device, you can now control it with your smartphone. So you're taking something that maybe isn't smart and making it smart technology. You can also do vacation schedules and different things like that as well. Again, the motion sensor is really cool. With the Wi-Fi, you can have an automation to automatically turn off, let's say, a light in the garage or something when the garage is occupied or unoccupied. But yeah, it's really kind of a neat product because you can change the technology without having to program or you know, be technical at all. There's basically two little push pins, and you push on the corners of them and you can pop in the insert and pop it out and adjust it. So if you want to go from the nightlight to, let's say, USB charging block in there instead, very easy to do. And they have dimmer switches as well for these, so you can go in there and manually dim it, or you can do it over your smart device as well. And I think these are just really cool. They do have some other ones that are available as well. These are special order items, but you can also get temperature and humidity sensors, air quality control sensors, and humidity and motion sensor combined. So lots of different options and uses for it. And then, of course, you just get the Swidget app, and it will give you kind of unlocks all the functionality of the product. So these are super cool, and they work with a bunch of other systems as well. They also work with the Nice program. So they integrate with that. They also integrate with Control 4. So it's not just a standalone system. They can actually work with other companies that are out there as well. All right, and we have one more bonus big bang item for you here for low cost, and that is from our friends at Tresco Lighting. And they've developed a new technology. It's called a snap panel. It's a little LED lighting panel that's square in configuration. They're 12 inch by 12 inch, and they're very thin, so they can be used in a variety of uses. So you can put them behind countertops, for example. So if you have like a translucent type countertop, like an Onyx or something, you can light behind those countertops and get a more even lighting rather than using like a rope light, which is going to be kind of give you a very specific spot that you can get the lighting from. This also works really great if you're doing some sort of retail display, or maybe you have some memorabilia you want to display in your home. You could have like lighted shelves. You can run lighting along a wall and then put it behind, let's say, some plexiglass or something like that. But it gives you all sorts of different kind of uses to create some new and different lighting in your home. You know, really, it can be used residentially, but I think it has a lot of commercial applications as well. I can see this used a lot in retail, in stores, in hotels, and things like that. But they also have the opportunity, too, where they have it's called Etch, and you can actually pre-build your own LED panels. They'll custom make them for you, and that's pretty neat as well. So if you have a unique application, something very cool that you can do with your home as well. That may not be as quite budget-friendly, but certainly the snap panels are something that you can use to get some unique and interesting lighting and a much more even lighting than just using a rope light, which is going to be very direct focus. So there you have it. There are a bunch of big bang for you with cheap technology for your new home. These are all things that you can purchase and implement into your new home right now today for not a lot of dollars.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.